Andy. It's Jay Weinberg here. It's awesome to watch you grow and develop as a drummer. I've seen the Unsainted video that you've done. It's so incredible. Hopefully we'll be able to meet someday soon and we'll be able to jam and you can show me a couple pointers. Till then, stay safe and we'll see you then. Bye.
Hey, Nandy. It's Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless here. I just wanted to say that your talent and your love of music is a total inspiration to so many people, including myself. So keep doing what you're doing and keep on rocking. Take care, my dear.
Hey, guys. So John and Nandy Bushell, welcome. Great to see you guys over in the UK. You look like you're doing great. How's it going?
I'm good, thank you.
Great. Thanks very much. Nice to be here.
Great to have you here. So let's catch everybody up. Let's start at the beginning. How did the music bug get caught? And then how did this all start?
So it all started with my family and I. We made pancakes on the weekend in the morning. And we'd always like to listen to some music while we're flipping our pancakes. And we usually listen to the Beatles and Nirvana. My dad would introduce some really cool bands because he used to be in some, and as he has a lot of exposure to bands. And I did well in a maths like club. And as a reward, my parents took me to a toy shop. And of course, I picked like a toy drum kit. And I played on it for about 2 weeks. And then I was better than my dad. And then I started doing grades, covering amazing songs, listening to new songs that I've never heard before. And then it just went boom from there.
And so at some point, did you start to take lessons?
Yes, I have lessons right now. At first, I was learning how to read music. And then I got a great teacher called Ashley Howard. And he teaches me my grades. And I'm taking my grade 7 this month. So I'm going to be on grade 8 soon.
I love it. So you find the drums, and then John, there's Nandy goes online. What transition us to Nandy going online, because that's really how she got what I'll call discovered and noticed for her exceptional talent. How did that begin?
Well, I mean, I've always enjoyed making little home movies and having fun with the kids and making funny little skit videos. And one day Nandy was practicing for one of her grade pieces. And I decided it'd be a good idea to film it so she could watch it back and perfect herself. So if I film it, she'll know exactly what it feels like to be in an exam situation. You got one take, you got to get it perfect. So I filmed her do this grade piece and she was great. And I shared that online with a close group of friends on Facebook, and everyone was really enamored by the way that Nandy was performing at such a young age. And a few people were like, yeah, you've got to share this with more people. You know, this is great. People have got to see it. So at that point I thought, well, I'll create a little Instagram account and put a few of the videos that I had of Nandy and myself jamming together when she was much younger. And I kind of went from there. You know, to start off with, it was really, really slow. We didn't really know how to use Instagram. We didn't really know much about social media. So there was no like real growth there to start off with. And nor were we intending to do it for growth. We were just doing it for fun and to see, you know, what people's reactions would be to Nandy playing the drums and the performance. And then it kind of all changed when we started watching this documentary called The Art of Drumming. And Nandy and I would watch this documentary, and it talked about drummers like Clyde Stubblefield and Bernard Purdy and the beats that these guys created. So one day I challenged Nandy to learn the funky drummer beat. And I said, hey, wouldn't that be a great beat to learn and to put online? And it took a few weeks for Nandy to master it. And then we put this video of Nandy playing the funky drummer beat on her Instagram, and we used the hashtag funky drummer. And Nandy was absolutely in the zone, playing it perfectly, really, really happy and comfortable. And it was a lovely little video. And somehow Questlove discovered that video.
Wasn't that Use Me by Bill Withers?
No, that was afterwards, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was when Anderson .Paak found you, but you already had your Questlove kit by that point. So what happened was Questlove reached out and he said, you know, he absolutely loves Nandy, thinks that she's really, really amazing. And it's got a lot of potential because obviously it was still really early on, but feels that she would benefit from one of his kind of tailor-made children's size drum kits, the Questlove pocket kit. And he asked if he could send Nandy one of his Questlove pocket kits. And we wholeheartedly accepted. And then we built the kit together one evening. And that was really nice because, you know, we'd never built a kit together before. And then it was perfect for Nandy. It was the perfect height for her. And her playing just grew and grew from there. But how things really kind of exploded was when Nandy did a cover of Use Me by Bill Withers. And that somehow was picked up by Anderson .Paak, who's a drummer and a rapper. He's absolutely fantastic. He reposted on his Instagram and it kind of really started to blow up from there. And that's when Lenny Kravitz started to follow Nandy. And I guess the real, you know, the story started to unfold.
So if we go back to Questlove discovering Nandy, let's share a little bit more about that. He obviously, Nandy, he hears you play and he reaches out, says, hey, I'm going to send you a drum kit. I mean, that's pretty extraordinary.
Yes, it's quite cool. It's pretty epic. I grew for my drumming because my other kit was quite tall and it was hard to reach like all the toms. And yeah, it was a lot of fun to play.
And so you get the kit and then now you're starting to play more, practice more. Really, what Quest did is create, it sounds like, an enormous amount of inspiration, you know, within, before the public responded. You guys were really inspired.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we couldn't really get our heads around it. I mean, we knew that Questlove was a very well-known drummer, also a very well-known personality because he'd been on TV in America. But we didn't really grasp the enormity of what was really happening until, you know, much later on. You know, so it's pretty incredible, to be honest. And Nandy got to meet Questlove as well. And
yeah, Blackie Festival, I met with him.
What happened?
So I met his band and also the Kimonos, the singer of the band wore like these really cool kimonos that a friend of ours called Diane Goldie we go into contact, and then I have this really cool costume right here that Diane Goldie sewed for me, and it's really cool.
The lead singer he's called Black Thought.
Yeah, the lead singer of Black Thought. Yeah.
And the band's
wears these really cool kimonos. Yeah.
So what did Questlove say to you when you met him?
He said, so he wrote down in these drumsticks, practice, practice, practice. So on one of them he said practice, practice, practice. He drew me and Questlove with the afro, and on the other drumstick he put
I think it was just practice, practice, practice.
You have the sticks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see them.
So Questlove gave me these. To an amazing drummer. And then he's drawn me there.
Love it.
Practice, practice, practice.
Love it.
And I also have Anderson .Paak signature sticks, and they've already been used by him, which is really cool. And they say Yes Lord on them.
When did you get those ones?
Got them when I met Anderson .Paak at the O2 Birmingham Academy, and I jammed with him and I played Come Down. So yeah, these are his signature sticks. I also have Travis Barker's signature sticks. He gave them to me. I did a cover of one of his songs and he saw it and then gave me these really cool sticks. He also signed them as well. And I also have Queen sticks. I've got given them by Roger Taylor.
Wow, fantastic. Are you a Queen fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Queen. Yeah, those are the sticks that I've been given.
What's up, Nandy? I just wanted to say that I love watching you playing drums. And just keep rocking.
Hey, this is Brad Wilk from Rage Against the Machine, and I just want to say, Nandy, you rock, you roll, you get funky, you get metal, you do it all. And we love you, and we can't wait to see what's next. Keep it up, girl.
So you've got that. That's the great sticks and great stories behind them. So Questlove, you meet Quest, and you're playing now for acoustic drums, you're playing Ludwig, correct? So tell us about your setup. And I know it's acoustic Ludwig, electronic Roland, plus using other Roland equipment. Give us as much detail and background as you can on your setup, please.
So right now we have my Ludwig kits. I'm not sure what it's called.
It's like a Legacy Mahogany
kit. Legacy Mahogany kit. And it's my like
it was
custom made kit. It's really cool, and it's like wooden on the outside, and you can also get like a snare that sounds like a rock snare, but also like a jazz snare as well. You can change the rims of it. The setup of my acoustic one is, well, I have, sometimes it varies between my cymbals. Right now I only have one cymbal and one ride, but sometimes when I'm filming or just when I want to use more cymbals, I put more cymbals. I have like 5 zildjian cymbals that are really cool that I like to use. I always use one ride, and the Questlove one had 2 toms, the high tom and the low tom, but right now the one that I have has 3 toms, the high tom, the middle tom and the low tom, and I also have a double pedal. Before I wasn't really using double pedal, but then I got into it, and yeah, I love using double pedal so much because it feels really satisfying. I have a Ludwig double pedal.
Yeah,
I have a Ludwig double pedal and Zildjian hi-hat.
The pedal that Nandy's got is it's actually an experimental one. You can't buy it in the shops at the moment. They sent it to Nandy to essentially test it out and see how it would feel for, you know, someone of Nandy's size to use. So it's really, really special. It's like very unique.
That's awesome. And so what do you play for drumsticks?
My Nandy Bushel Vic Verve 6.
What? You have a signature stick?
Yeah.
So tell us all about Roland. It's electronic drums, and it's also Roland equipment besides their drums. So tell us all about it.
This is my electric Roland drum kit. I have another double pedal on it, and also right there, this thing. You switch it on, it has really cool buttons, and it can change the sound of it and like the texture of it. SPD sample pad. So you I'm gonna get a pair of sticks. So if you switch it on, it's not plugged in, it has different sounds, so you can make it sound different. Like normal drum kit, you can make it sound really cool, really funky. Roland SPD sample pad. You can play different sounds on it. You can make it sound cool. You can make it sound like rock. It's really amazing, and I love using it. This is my role on beginner keyboards. I've started learning piano now, so you can make it sound, there's lots of different types of sound. You can make it sound like an organ, you can make it sound like strings, brass, drums, bass and synth and guitar, and it sounds really amazing and it's really good for beginners, for beginner pianists. This is my Boss RC-505 loop station. When I'm not playing drums, well, I can play drums and guitar and bass and piano and all loop it as one song. I can play original songs and also I can play songs that I like. So it's pretty amazing.
Yes. It is totally amazing.
This is my drum Roland microphone. When my dad... can you explain it? I don't know how.
Yeah, so I mean, we record her drums using these Roland microphones. It's also got triggers on. So if we don't want to just pick up the sound from the acoustic, you can trigger different effects from the same time, or at the same time, should I say.
So it's a combination microphone and drum trigger in one.
Yeah, that's right. I'd never seen one before. They sent them. It's pretty cool.
Okay, so Anderson .Paak, once I did my Bill Withers Use Me song, Anderson .Paak had seen it and he had reposted it on his page. And then Lenny Kravitz saw it and he was coming to London at the time to jam at the O2 Arena. And me and my dad made a video just wishing him good luck. And playing this song,
Are You Gonna Go My Way?
By Lenny Kravitz. We played that song, sent it to him, and he said, do you want to come to the O2 Arena? Because I'm playing there, do you want to jam with me? And so, of course, we went to jam with Lenny Kravitz at the O2 Arena. We jammed Are You Gonna Go My Way? And it was a lot of fun. I also played the Purdy Shuffle and he was quite amazed. He was like, wow, you can play the Purdy Shuffle? Because I had been really in the groove at the time. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. After that, then, Anderson .Paak, then he invited us to the O2 Birmingham Academy. And then I jammed with him there. I played Come Down. It was a lot of fun as well.
And then we met Questlove?
Then we met Questlove at Blackheath Festival. We met him at Blackheath Festival where he gave me the sticks right here. He gave me the sticks. And yeah, we just chatted for a bit and I also went to another band's drum. I met another band's drummer.
Jamiroquai.
I met Jamiroquai's drummer and I sat on like in front of all the crowd people. I didn't play, but I sat in front of Jamiroquai's drummer's drum kit, which was, yeah, quite crazy because there's lots of people there.
I think there was about 25,000 people.
Yeah.
Checking you out, which is pretty cool. And then, so after we went to Blackheath Festival, We were continuing to make videos on Nandi's Instagram account and on her YouTube, and one evening she had been to like a rock club. So there's a group in Ipswich where we live pre-COVID where, you know, all kids, they'd get together and they would jam together and they would cover songs together, and Nandi would go there, and you know, that's one of the places where Nandi was able to learn to jam, because she's been jamming since she was 6 years old. And she came back and she'd learned In Bloom. And she was like, Daddy, I really want to do In Bloom. I really want to do this cover, because she'd learned it so well. And that video of her playing In Bloom, you know, Nandi came to me and said, I want to do this song. She picked the song and it was a first take. So, you know, we just literally put the camera on and she said, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to play. And she played In Bloom and she absolutely let it all out and had a lot of fun, did a lot of screaming. And we put that video online. And I think that was really the first time Nandi went viral, because people really saw Nandi's kind of in a craziness come out, you know, and the fun and the excitement. How did it feel playing that song?
Felt quite a lot of fun and satisfying. Just letting all the street screams out and hitting the snare really, really hard.
Hey, Nandy, this is Charlie from the band Anthrax, and I just wanted to say how much I enjoy your videos. I especially love the Immigrant Song video where you play all the instruments, and I had a big smile on my face watching it. Yeah, we both started making these videos. I started doing these quarantine jams back in February, got a bunch of musician friends involved, and just had fun. Entertainment, it's what we all need. Anyway, you've been a light in a very dark time, and hope to see more videos, and maybe we can both do a video together and kind of thrash out and all that fun stuff. Anyway, take care.
Hi, Nandy. This is Cindy Blackman Santana. Just saying hello and keep up the good work. Looking forward to hearing more of you in the future. So you take care and have fun. Bye.
So all of this is happening. What happens? How to keep taking us through the story?
Yeah. So when Nandy went viral for the first time, it was really overwhelming because we were getting shared, Nandy's videos were getting shared by all sorts of incredible musicians and artists. So Flea, for example, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, was one of the first people to share Nandy's In Bloom cover. And that really, really kicked things off. And that got the attention of people like the Ellen DeGeneres Show. So just a few weeks after...
We then went to, like, it was around near Christmas, Thanksgiving time, we went to America, Los Angeles. Yeah, and we went to Universal World, and we went to go to the Ellen DeGeneres Show. We were there for, like, a few days, and I had a lot of fun going through the rides in the Universal World. So there's lots of rides. There was a Jurassic Park ride, which was like a Death Water slide. And there was also a Harry Potter ride, which was quite scary, my first roller coaster. There's a lot of fun rides there. And I had a lot of fun playing In Bloom at the Ellen DeGeneres place. And yeah, that's kind of crazy that I went on the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Did she give you anything?
Oh yes, yeah, she gave me my Mustang bass right there. It's my Fender Mustang bass. I can get it. This is what Ellen DeGeneres gave me on the show. I was quite surprised because I did not know I was getting a bass.
Yeah, and that was when Nandy started learning bass, which was about a year and a half ago now.
Yeah.
And since then, like with any instrument that Nandy seems to touch, she seems to instinctively know what to do and how to play it. Nandy really likes to watch YouTube videos, and she watches lots and lots of YouTube videos of people doing tuitions, and her hobby is to study and study other people watching study other people playing so she can get better.
So from Ellen DeGeneres, what happens next?
Mike Garson reached out to us. David Bowie's like best friend, like he's really, really good at piano. And he invited us to go to the
O2
Shepherd's Bush Empire to jam with David Bowie's band. So I jammed with David Bowie's band, and I played in front of the crowd there two songs. The first song was, it was two songs.
And a solo.
And a solo.
So it the was first Let's song Dance was and
Let's Dance and
5 Years.
Five years. Let's Dance and 5 Years by David Bowie. Yeah, it was kind of crazy playing with David Bowie's band. It was a lot of fun as well.
When COVID kicked in, we had quite a few invites for Nandy to go to festivals and events.
Yeah, we were going to be invited to Download Festival by Pop. That
System.
Was,
System of a Down.
System of a Down. You were thinking of Toxicity by System of a Down. So we got invited by System of a Down to play Toxicity. But unfortunately, we couldn't go because it was COVID. So what we did was we filmed a video and sent it to them. So it was kind of like I was playing the song, but people could see it on the download website. And then, so that was a lot of fun. So System of a Down wanted us to play that song. And I really liked them. They're one of my favorite bands.
Hello, Nandy. This is Matt Cameron. I want to congratulate you on all your amazing accomplishments and your future success. We're all rooting for you. I just wanted to give a shout out to all of your amazing drumming that I've been watching on YouTube, all the incredible covers you've been doing, collaborating with Dave. It's pretty fun to watch you develop and blossom into the incredible musician that we all know that you're going to be in the future. So, hey, keep up the good work. Okay, take care.
Hi, Nandy. It's Brandon Steinkirk from Rancid. Thank you for being my favorite part of Instagram. Keep killing it. Much love and respect.
You're living the dream even at this moment, right? Take us inside of that, because what you're describing, System of a Down, Anderson .Paak, Questlove, this is a dream.
Yeah, it is crazy. I just want to stress that I am not a musician. I can't play anything. I'm completely talentless. So Nandy's kind of innate ability to pick up these instruments, it doesn't necessarily come from me or me having a drive or my wife having a drive for her, for Nandy to be a musician. It's something that's within Nandy. And you see a lot of the instruments behind us. Everything that Nandy has been given to her. Other than the first few instruments that we bought when Nandy was a child, we've been incredibly, incredibly privileged and fortunate to have been gifted such wonderful, wonderful instruments from people who want to help, who see Nandy's love and drive and passion, and they just want to nurture it. One thing that happened when kind of COVID had really started was there was a big event happened in America that triggered off a lot of Black Lives protests. And from England, we saw what was happening and we wanted to help in any way possible.
So we did a cover of Gorilla Radio by the Rage Against the Machine. We did Gorilla Radio, but Rage Against the Machine. And I play guitar, bass, and drums. Gorilla Radio. That was quite fun. And yeah, and we like, at the end of it, I switched my guitar around and I knelt with my bass and it said Black Lives Matter and put my fist into the air. And a bit later, Tom Morello saw it, he reached out and was like,
yeah,
he was like, he thought it was really good, and he gave us his soul power guitar. He sent us a video, he gave us this bad boy, his soul power guitar.
One thing that that we've learned about social media and the presence that Nandy has now is that we're in a place where we can impact people's lives for the better, and we can make a positive difference, and we can help the causes that we believe in. And one thing that we've learned from Tom Morello is that we have to use Nandy's platform to help people. And if making people smile, if making people laugh, if giving moments of joy to people who watch Nandy's social media, is a way that we can positively change the world, then yeah, it's really an absolute honor. And you know, we have a lot of fun doing it. I mean, as you say, we've had some incredible experiences, like going to America and getting to, you know, go to festivals and listen to great bands. It's the journey so far is just an absolute privilege. And
so let's talk about COVID and Dave Grohl.
So during COVID, I was listening to the Foo Fighters a lot, and I really, really like the song Everlong by the Foo Fighters. And you need a lot of leg muscle and also arm muscle to do it with those 16 notes throughout the whole of a song, which is like 4 minutes long or even longer. And I really wanted to do it because I just loved Dave Grohl, and he really inspired me, and so did the whole band, Foo Fighters, Nirvana, and all the bands that Dave Grohl had been in. So I decided to do a cover of the song. And I think it was at the end, I asked him if I could do a drum battle with him, because I just smashed the whole cover. And yeah, I'm just like, Dave Grohl, do you want to have a drum battle with me? And then a few days or weeks later, he came back with a video, and he said, lots of people around the world have been saying, been giving this video to me, and he said he wanted the challenge to be on. And yeah, he started playing a band, kind of like a super band that he was in. He played the song
Dead End Friends
by Them Crooked Vultures. He started playing that song. I learned it in like 3 days. It's quite an easy song, just had to learn like the structure of it. And then played it. I smashed the ball right out of the park, And yeah, I gotta say, I think he was probably a bit scared at that point that I was gonna win. So then he made a song about me, Nandi, number one superstar. And he wrote a song about me. He wrote a song about me. with his daughters, he wrote a song with his family about me, like, crazy. So, he might have won, but I wrote a song about Dave Grohl and all the amazing things that have happened. And I wrote the song at Metropolis Studios in London with, I've got to say it was really good. Yeah. It was really good. And I had a lot of fun doing it as well. A lot of fun.
And that takes us into 2021, because the whole drum battle thing.
That takes us into Dave Grohl admitting defeat. So he admitted defeat. And yeah, proud of myself for winning a drum battle against rock god legend Dave Grohl.
And then you got to meet him.
Yeah, and then I did a Zoom call with him. Yeah, and finally met him. Then that takes us into 2021. Yeah, I've been doing some special, some very, 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 very special things. So first of all, I wrote a song with Tom Morello. Yeah.
Incredible.
Mind blowing. So
what's the song about?
It's about climate change and the children rising up to the devil businessmen polluting the earth. So yeah, we're gonna rise up to them, and someday we're gonna save Mother Earth. We're gonna save, the children will be the heroes, not the evil devil businessmen. So it's about us rising up to them, trying to save our planet, trying to spread climate change everywhere, to say that this is a problem, trying to tell trying to say the message to everyone. And also, quite cool, his son Roman is also involved. He's playing the lead guitar, and so is Tom Morello. And I'm playing the drums and singing, so is Roman. And kind of crazy that Jack Black is going to be in it. Jack Black is going to be in our music video for this song. So, yeah, that's kind of crazy that Jack Black from Tenacious D, been so many movies, he's...
School of Rock.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's in it.
Hey, Nandy, it's Ben Harper here. Your playing is incredible. It's so inspiring. I look forward to seeing you live. And hey, if you have a spare moment, I need a drum lesson. Please. I got the kit. I got a Vista Light. I'm ready. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Nandy, it's Emily Estefan. Keep banging those drums, girl. You are rad. Since the first moment I saw you, I've been dying to play with you. Hopefully one day soon. Peace and love.
So tell us, how was it working with Tom Morello?
Well, my dad is doing his magic, kind of like doing his producing skills, producing skills on the videos.
If we wind back a little bit, how did it kind of all kick off, and what was the process between you and Tom, and how did you write your song, and how did it all happen?
So we actually haven't like met in like person like this. We've been sending videos to each other. So I asked him first and just sent a little quick video to him asking if his family should write a song with me. And then, yeah, it happened. So he then gave to us on Logic Pro the guitar to it. And he said, work your magic and hopefully come back with something special, and played the drums to it and played the song to it. We sent a quick video to him back as well. And then he then worked his magic as well, producing it, and then sent a quick video to us. Like, do you like it or not? Like, quick tweaks here and there, and then boom, we got it. And then once we had the song, it was my birthday. It was my birthday like 2 weeks ago when we had the song. I'm 11 now, so I've been playing for 6 years. Now, yeah.
Now wait, it was your birthday. What age did you turn?
11.
So Tom Morello's son, Roman, played on the song, and he's 9.
That's correct.
Yeah, he's been playing like the lead guitar, lead crazy, amazing solos. He's really good.
Fantastic. So there is a very special moment coming up that there's a rumor, and I happen to know that it's true. And have you heard about this? That Modern Drummer's June 2021 cover is going to feature the youngest drummer in the history of Modern Drummer covers. Did you hear about this?
Well, no! So I'm the youngest on the front cover of Modern Drummer magazine. And it was since 1977, that's ages ago, and I'm the youngest.
Pretty awesome, hey?
45 awesome. Years. 45 years of covers.
Yes,
almost 500 covers, and you are the youngest drummer artist on the cover.
Honor. It's an honor. It's quite an honor to be the youngest in Modern Drummer magazine for 45 years.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
So congratulations on that. To both of you, of course, Nandy, for your talent and your energy and all that you're doing to Just keep drumming. And John, to you and your family for being such a guiding light and mentor to Nandy and your family, your entire family, and really inspiring her in a way that's very natural. You know, you and I have talked about this before, that, you know, there's stage moms and dads, as they call them, that are always pushing their kids to, like, you know, be more, be famous, be this, be that, be this. And this is a totally different situation, and to me, it's incredibly inspiring. Share a little bit about your approach, because you're a great parent, both of you and your wife, great parents.
Thank you very much. I'm humbled by those words. I love music. My wife loves music. As a family, we love music. We just want to try and have as much fun as possible as a family, whether it's creating music or creating art. And we just absolutely love the feedback that we get when people say what we do makes them happy. You know, we like to pick a good song that will resonate with people. Nandy does what she does so incredibly well. And for me, I feel like I just capture lightning in a bottle. I don't know how to make lightning, but I seem to be able to capture it. And yeah, I'm lucky enough to be able to live in these modern times, to be able to share the joy and happiness that Nandy brings to us as a family with the rest of the world. And, you know, as long as Nandy's having fun and as long as Nandy's enjoying herself, we'll continue. And when Nandy says she's had enough, if she ever says she's had enough, then that'll be that. Until then, you know, we're going to enjoy every moment.
Yeah.
What's next, Nandy?
Probably rocking the world, so I'm probably gonna write a full album. I'm probably gonna be platinum. Probably I'm probably gonna be the youngest to get the platinum, even younger than Billie Eilish. She's amazing though. The youngest to get like 10 platinum albums. Yeah, 10 platinum albums. Gonna be touring the world, playing lots of venues and lots of people and meeting lots of really cool artists and musicians and bands and helping the world, like, just, yeah, helping the world.
Yeah, that's pretty ambitious.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Hey, Nandy, how you doing? I see all the wonderful things you're doing, all the wonderful things you're accomplishing, and you're really moving the world. My best wishes for continued success and growth in your life and career. I love your songs. I love your playing. Your drumming is, like, really taking off. It's amazing. Big hugs to you and love to your family. So, Mom and Dad, say hi.
Hey, Nandy, it's Jamie here from Roland. Hope you're well. It seems ages ago that we first met each other in Metropolis Studios in London, and the journey that you've been on ever since has been nothing short of mind-blowing. I mean, you are more than a musician, you are a tour de force, and I'm so proud to have you as part of our Roland family of artists. Keep doing what you're doing, it's amazingly inspirational, especially during these tough times. So, yeah, thank you, and keep rocking.
Okay, let's take a look at the Roland VAD 306 drum set. This is the most compact set in the VAD line, which is the new Roland line. It looks like an acoustic kit, plays like an acoustic kit, but it's a fully functioning electronic kit. This would be the one that I could see being the top choice for, you know, practice studios, home studios, rehearsal spaces, churches, schools. It gives you the realistic playing experience that has, like, it has real shells, so it feels like real drums. The bass drum is an 18-inch shallow bass drum, so it feels like you're kicking a drum. The toms and snare have wood shells. So it gives you the kind of the feel and look and vibe of like a small bop kit. It's a 5-piece kit. You get two rack toms, floor tom, snare drum, two crashes, a ride and a hi-hat, and the 18-inch bass drum. Comes with the TD-17 module. All of that you can learn more about in greater detail in the review. Here we're going to just take a listen, look and listen to a bunch of the presets and then some of the editing capabilities that you may not be fully aware of when you just turn it on and start playing. You can tune things, you can change the muffling, you can apply effects to each pad separately. So let's go through the presets first. So I'm going to scroll through. We're going to go through preset 1 through 10. There's a whole lot more. I think there's 60 presets, but that would take all day. We're just going to do the first 10. So let's start with number 1. Here it is. No effects are applied. This is just straight out of the module. A little bit of limiter just to keep the level from peaking, but that's it. This is what you get when you turn on the VAD 306 drum kit. Now let's go to preset number 2. Now here is the third kit. That hi-hat is really cool. You don't get that too often in electronic hi-hats. All right, next kit. Rolls are really responsive. All right, next kit. Each of the crash cymbals was also playing a ride. Very cool. All right, we're going to move on to the next one. The rims were giving me some rim shots. Very realistic. Cool. Next kit. I could hear that one. I need to adjust the kick settings and not get those little tiny little details. But next kit. moving right along. I have the ambience setting at 12 o'clock, so you're getting like half of the ambience level. Give you that reverb. Surprise on the second rack tom. All right, next kit. This is number 10. All right, next thing I'm gonna do is start messing with the ambience. So you can, it's a knob on the module. You can bring in the reverb. There it is. That's for the whole kit, reverb on the whole kit. Now I'm gonna mess with the low end EQ knob. You can filter it or you can boost it. Now I'm gonna do the same thing with the high. Really filter it and then brighten it up. All done with the twist knob on the module. Very cool, very easy. All right, now we're going to the muffling feature. Gonna mess with some sounds on the kick drum first. Turn off the reverb so you can really hear what's happening. Snare drum, wide open, deaden it up. Toms, open, dead. Cymbal, let's deaden that thing up. Now bring in some of that reverb. Now the kit's starting to transform. Now we're going to go into the tuning, get real extreme. Dropping that kick way down. Snare. Surreal. Ride cymbal. Make it really small. Make it gigantic. All right, we're going to keep it there. Super weird. And then we're going to start messing with effects. So now this kit doesn't sound anything like it did in the preset. Great for doing some strange loops or backing, you know, like non-acoustic sounding stuff. All right, let's get into some effects here. What are we going to do first? We're going to just start messing. So you can adjust the amount of the effect on each pad. So I'm going to like boost the effect on the kick and snare. Really kind of exaggerate. Delay. I'm just going to scroll through a bunch of effects here. Gets kind of weird real fast. More delay. Whole new universe. All right, let's move on to some other effects. See what else we got. Different kind of delay. Keep going. Sounds like some kind of a chorus. The highs to make it sound lo-fi a little bit. All right, let's go back to some other effects. Distortions. another distortion. Super quick. I'm just like scrolling through. It doesn't take any time. But you gotta know where the stuff is. It's under the other feature on the module. Some sort of wah. I'm bringing up the gain of the effect itself on the kick and snare. Just exaggerate. Heavy pumping compression. Kind of gives you a rhythm of its own. Pretty wild. Super lo-fi and dirty. Move on. So you can kind of get lost in this world, but I find it very inspiring. That's perfect for loops. All right, Bit Crusher. Getting real ugly in all the right ways. So I'm bringing down the level so it's not so exaggerated. Just see what I can do with it. It's a pretty gnarly Bit Crusher. Pretty wild. Again, I'm just grabbing the dial and adjusting the level of the effects on the kick and snare mostly. The other pads had some effects on them too, just by the default. It's just one effect, by the way. You got reverb and whatever multi-effect you put on. Again, in all the right ways. All right, back to the delay, and then we'll wrap up a review here. So that's the VAD 306 drum kit. If you're in the market for a very professional, high-quality kit that won't take up a ton of space in your studio, but it still feels like real drums and looks like real drums, easy to play. I could just kind of play it as if it was a drum kit. Didn't have to adjust much, except for maybe my kick technique. I need to not bury the beater so much. That's it. Hope you dig it, and thanks for checking it out.
Modern Drummer is my favorite place for drums.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.